This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Earlier this year, Oakland City Council voted to stop banking with JP Morgan Chase because of the corporation's investment in causes like the Dakota Access Pipeline and private prisons. The city was trying to line up its money with its values. But then later, the city reversed its decision, maintaining its relationship with the bank for a year while city officials explore other options. One proposal is to have Oakland open its very own bank. The City Council is voting next Tuesday, July 18th, on whether or not to study the idea. For locals unhappy with big banks, this would give the city a lot more control over its money, and it would make Oakland one of the first in the country to do so. Our economics reporter Jeremy Dalmas joins me now to talk about the idea. Oakland is considering a municipal bank. What does that mean?
Basically, Oakland is considering opening up its own bank. And rather than doing business with corporate banks, like, for example, right now they do business with JP Morgan Chase, they would open up their own bank and do business with that. So any banking business they would do there. This is not like a bank you would walk down the street and go into. This is a bank that is for businesses and for the city. So you wouldn't be opening up your own personal checking account at a bank like this. Proponents say that the city would charge itself a lower interest rate than a big bank, and so the city would save money on that. And then all that extra money that the bank makes off the city through interest can go back into running the bank, and that can be used to help support local projects, because the bank wouldn't just be doing business with the city. Ideally, it would also be doing business with small businesses in Oakland to help support whatever small businesses that the city wants to support.
Okay, who is proposing this?
Yeah, a couple city council members first proposed this in November, council member Rebecca Kaplan and council member Dan Kalb. And there's actually one industry in Oakland that is excited about this, and that is the cannabis industry.
Aha, why?
People may or may not know, the cannabis industry, for the most part, can't use banks because it's still illegal under federal law, and banks don't want to mess with that. But the city could potentially get involved, and then that would be good for the cannabis industry because it could get services it needs, like taking out loans. And then that would be good for the city because any money that was made on banking through the cannabis industry, like, for example, giving out loans, would go to the city.
So there was a public forum in February. The mayor of Berkeley was there. Does it look like there's some other cities around that might be on board?
Yeah. There was a forum in Oakland in February.
You were there.
I was there. The room was packed. It was a rainy night, but still, you know, there was like a standing room only out into the hallways. And yeah, the mayor of Berkeley was there. And there is not only talk of Oakland starting its own bank, there's an alternative possible idea to combine Oakland, Berkeley, and Richmond into an East Bay municipal bank. Mm-hmm. And also, San Francisco is considering starting its own bank. The idea has been floating around the city for a few decades. And right now, there's talk of starting a task force in San Francisco to look into a San Francisco municipal bank also.
So is there precedent for these kind of government-owned banks?
Well, there's no cities, but there's actually is some precedent around the country. Puerto Rico has its own bank, but the most famous example is North Dakota has its own state bank that was started in 1919. They give loans out to businesses, to farms, student loans, mortgages, and they help finance the state. And they actually weathered the financial crash pretty well and were able, and I'm talking about the 2008 financial crash, because they were around during the Great Depression also. That's how long they've been around. Mm-hmm. And they were able to start providing loans much more quickly around 2008 compared to other banks. An interesting thing is they're not FDIC insured by the federal government. Instead, they're guaranteed by the state. And so if there's anything goes wrong, state's on the hook. And to get into the how well they have been doing, according to what I found, you know, over the past 20 years, the bank added about $400 million to the state's general fund. So brought in a lot of money. I mean, so that's a big push potentially to get this to work.
Mm-hmm. But then what is the argument against? What do opponents say? And why hasn't this idea spread?
Yeah. So the opponents would say that if anything goes wrong with the bank, then Oakland is on the hook, right? So if the bank fails, then who's going to, you know, pay for that?
The people of Oakland.
The people of Oakland. Exactly. Other people say that the city shouldn't be getting into the banking business. That's for banks. And if you don't trust the city, if you don't trust how the city deals with its finances, that you're definitely not going to trust the city to open up its own bank.
Mm-hmm. What's going to happen now?
Right now, winding its way through city council is a proposal to set aside $100,000 to conduct a feasibility study to look into what it would look like and whether it'd be a good idea or not. And city council is voting on that next Tuesday, July 18th.